Maria Sharapova's life began in the shadow of catastrophe. When her pregnant mother was gardening in Belarus, the Chernobyl nuclear disaster erupted just 40 miles away. Her parents fled to Siberia, where Maria was born in 1987, eventually settling in Sochi when she was two. In their tiny apartment on Cherry Street, 4-year-old Maria picked up a tennis racket at Riviera Park, showing unusual concentration by hitting against a wall for hours. This caught the attention of coach Yuri Yudkin, who recognized not raw talent, but extraordinary focus in the child. While other children could barely concentrate for minutes, Maria would practice for hours without distraction. Her gift wasn't strength or speed, but stamina and determination. In 1993, Yudkin delivered the assessment that would change everything, telling her father she was like Mozart, but needed to leave Russia to develop her talent. Her father immediately dedicated his life to this vision, quitting his job to become her full-time coach. Every morning before dawn, they would head to the grimy courts while other children slept. The turning point came when Martina Navratilova noticed Maria at a Moscow tennis clinic and advised her father that her talent needed development in America. What drives someone to risk everything on a seemingly impossible dream? What makes a parent uproot their entire life based on a stranger's assessment of their child's potential? These questions lie at the heart of Maria's journey, one that would soon take them across the world with nothing but faith and determination. Maria and her father landed in Miami with $700, her mother remaining in Russia. When their contact failed to appear, a Russian couple offered them hotel floor space. A practice session at the hotel court led to Rick Machi's academy. Their first challenge came at Machi's, which demanded $1,000 upfront. Her father refused, insisting true talent recognition shouldn't require advance payment, a principle that defined their path. At Bollettieri's academy, Maria trained before dawn. Observing her privileged peers' lack of dedication, she made a crucial choice: to maintain an unreadable expression regardless of match outcomes, a trademark that would define her career. She and her father shared a fold-out couch while he worked various jobs. Despite separation from her mother, weekly calls and letters preserved her Russian connections. Her stoic demeanor emerged from necessity. As a Russian immigrant among wealthy Americans, she learned that vulnerability could be costly both on and off court. Maria's intimidating presence became her competitive edge, scaring opponents before matches. She maintained distance from other players to stay focused on winning. This approach led to her leaving Bollettieri's. Her success against older girls had upset fee-paying parents. At El Conquistador, her father endured daily humiliation while she trained. Her game flourished, particularly her distinctive whip motion serve. Height was initially a major challenge. She'd compete against much taller opponents and hang from closet rods nightly trying to grow. She eventually reached 6'2". Her breakthrough came through Betsy Nagelson, who spotted her potential and connected her to IMG. The deal provided $100,000 annually for training and expenses. At 11, Maria secured her first Nike contract worth $50,000 plus bonuses. Her mother's arrival in Florida after 2 years brought welcome stability, improving Maria's education, appearance, and home life, while her father intensified focus on tennis development. At 14, as Maria entered major tournaments, she faced a challenging 8-inch growth spurt. The sudden change left her uncoordinated and struggling with her first real losing streak, often crying after matches as she fought to control her new body. Maria turned pro at 14 in 2001. Her 2002 WTA debut against Monica Seles, though ending in defeat, proved she could compete at the highest level. That same year, she reached the Australian Open Junior Finals at 14, becoming the youngest finalist ever, and later made the Wimbledon Junior Final. After turning 16 in 2003, she joined the Pro Tour full-time. Wimbledon 2003 marked her breakthrough when, as a wildcard entry, she defeated multiple top players, including world number 4 Jelena Dokic. The defining moment came at Wimbledon 2004 against Serena Williams. Maria spotted vulnerability in Serena's eyes early in the match and capitalized, winning the first set 6-1. Despite falling behind 4-2 in the second set, she rallied to win, claiming tennis's highest honor at 17. The victory celebration, embracing her father in the stands, embodied their shared journey. Post-Wimbledon success brought immediate commercial opportunities. Led by Max's selective strategy, Maria signed premium deals with Motorola, Tag Heuer, Land Rover, and Nike. The financial windfall hit home while shopping at TJ Maxx, realizing she could now buy anything she wanted, fulfilling a long-held dream. Maria reached world number one in summer 2005, fulfilling her father's dream. She cemented her status by winning the 2006 U.S. Open, defeating Moresmo and Henin while wearing her now iconic black dress. After claiming her third Grand Slam at the 2008 Australian Open, shoulder problems emerged. Dr. Olczyk diagnosed a torn tendon requiring unprecedented surgery. Her grueling rehabilitation started with half-pound weights, and her ranking plummeted. A disappointing second-round Wimbledon exit sparked premature retirement speculation. Though her shoulder never fully recovered, Maria reinvented her game to emphasize returns over serves. This adaptation led to her 2012 French Open victory against Irani, completing a career Grand Slam. In 2015, as she considered retirement, the ITF revealed her Australian Open sample tested positive for meldonium, a supplement she'd taken for a decade as Meldronate. WADA had banned it in January 2016, a change she had missed in their catalog of prohibited substances. After her mistake became public, Nike suspended her sponsorship, devastating for someone who'd been with them since age 11. That night, she broke down in her mother's arms. The next morning became her turning point. She chose a spinning class, crying throughout, but persevering. The ITF issued a 2-year suspension while acknowledging she hadn't intended to break rules. During her appeal, she stayed productive, training, attending Harvard Business School, and shadowing NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. The Court of Arbitration for Sport later reduced her ban to 15 months, declaring she was not an intentional doper. From her first racket in Sochi to Grand Slam victories to defending her reputation, determination defined her path. That same spirit drove the 4-year-old hitting against a wall, sustained her through poverty in Florida, and powered her shoulder recovery. Tennis gave Maria everything, but most importantly, self-knowledge. The court reveals character, exposing both weakness and strength. Those moments between points, alone with your thoughts, reveal your true nature. Life's real measure isn't in victories or defeats, but in owning your path, making tough choices, accepting consequences, and rising after every fall. Knock me down 10 times, I get up the 11th.